very keen to see what Mick Price thinks of his hopes, especially
Jet Seabrook.
Especially the filly Seabrook, because he's been pretty confident all the way through. We're only one day away now, and Mick joins us. How are you, Mick?
Good, boys. Yourself?
Very well, very well. Prospect of a heavy track for Seabrook. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't really know. I don't think a lot of people know. Graham Biggs also got form on heavy track, so it's one that will handle it. And I don't know, Hinchinbrook, he's half the schnitzel. They usually handle it. I can find plenty of positives, as you do, but doesn't really matter, I suppose. You just got to run. But also, so Rosehill was 7 yesterday and an 8 this morning, Friday. Nice day up there. It might turn up a 7, a little bit better. It's a very good track on the wet ground, but look, I'm happy with where we're drawn. I'm happy with where the race, how we think it'll work out. I'm happy to be one of the closers. And the filly is flying. So, I think she's a great chance. You know, I've got no negatives to put forward on her. So, she should go really good.
I mean, the great thing about Seabrook, she's so genuine and she appears to be just very straightforward in the run. If the riders are able to put her into a position where she can sort of settle midfield or just off, she invariably finishes her races off strongly, as she did in the Sweet Embrace last time. It's a great quality for a young horse.
Well, we still haven't had a really good look at her. I mean, the best look we had at her, you know, under pressure was the Sweet Embrace. It's all right to say she was going to do win this and win that, but best book we had was when she went the best, you know. Huey Bowman got off and said if it had been beaten, it would have been a really bad ride. So I think it's the same ride, whether they win or lose. But, she's a good scopey filly, and you saw how she closed off. So she's got a turn of foot, stamina, great attitude, very sound, and I think there's a good sense of timing about her getting into the slipper. You know, a couple of two-year-olds have had their... Possibly they've had big blue diamond preps and then had to go to the slipper, but 4 weeks between runs has been good, and 3 weeks between runs for her has been good, and I know how she's working, and she's going fantastic.
Is Prairie Fire a fluker's hope?
Not in my opinion, but hopefully he is. I haven't seen enough improvement on him from when he ran an honest little fourth in the Blue Diamond, but they work together, and she clearly has him covered. So not sure where that puts him, but we'll do our best on him.
Well, gee, $9 she is. It sounds like a nice each-way bet. Fair bit of confidence. As well as the slipper runners, you've got a big night tonight at Moonee Valley. You've got Secret Agenda. You decided to stick with the William Reid. She goes well at the Valley. It's a very winnable William Reid, isn't it?
I think so, yes, and a couple of nice horses in it, but I'm probably going to speak to Ollie and see what he thinks, but I don't really want to be spotting throwing him too big a start. If he controls the race from the front, you don't get a soft first half, he's going to work away and he's going to have a nice opportunity to win under those circumstances. But
could you sit outside?
Yes. She led all the way in the Sangster, went straight to the front from the Norwood Gate and dominated that race. So she can certainly go forward and sit outside. 1,000 metres down the straight the other day suited us to get back and get cover and finish off. But I would prefer to see her bowl out in the first 300 or 400 metres and take a position so that she's got thrown in her sights and see what happens from there.
Mick, in race 5, the Alexandra Stakes, you've got Palazzo Vecchio. She's a rapidly improving filly. The mile looks great for her. Obviously, she's a huge winning chance tonight, but what path do you take following this race? Is it a Vinery or a Schweppes Oaks?
Schweppes Oaks is the 5th of May, and that is the race that we've got pegged for her. I think the Vinery is next Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, no, the 5th of May is her, so we'll go around tonight. It should be hard to beat. And then we'll fill in the gaps until the 5th of May, 2,000 metre Group 1. That'll be her.
Got a couple of other runners of importance in Sao Sao tonight. Who's your best at the Valley, Mick?
Palazzo Vecchio.
All right, very nice. And we might just all up that into Sydney. Got a couple of runners at Mornington as well. Who do you think's your best there?
Heptagon will be the best at Mornington.
Heptagon. Good luck on the weekend, Mick.
Thanks, lads.